Human rights group Amnesty International released a statement Tuesday calling for all charges against the lawyer, Abdul Rahman Al-Lahem, to be dropped. Saudi Arabia's state prosecutor accused Lahem of insulting Saudi Arabia's Supreme Judicial Council and disobeying the judiciary's rules and regulations when he publicly criticized the sentencing of his client. The court has already withdrawn Lahem's license, and he could now face disbarment. Lamri Shirouf, Amnesty's researcher on Saudi Arabia, says Lahem should not be punished for doing his job.
That's one of the main concerns we have, that he will probably be penalized because of his defense of this young woman, which he shouldn't be subjected to, because he was only carrying his duties as guaranteed to him by international standards.
Lahem's client, known only as the girl of Katif after her hometown, was in a car with a male friend when a gang of seven men attacked and raped them. A Saudi court sentenced her a year ago to 90 lashes for being alone with a man unrelated to her. Under Saudi Arabia's strict interpretation of Islamic law, women are not allowed to appear in public with men other than their relatives. Lahem denounced the court's decision and appealed. The court increased the victim's sentence last week to 200 lashes and 6 months in prison. Officials said they increased the sentence because she spoke to the media. The case has sparked international outrage. During a news conference Tuesday, President Bush expressed disappointment in Saudi Arabia for the court's decision to punish the girl.
What happens if this happened to my daughter? How would I react? I'd have been very emotional, of course. I'd have been angry at those who committed the crime, and I'd be angry at a state that didn't support the victim.
The seven men convicted of raping the woman and her male companion received sentences ranging from 2 to 9 years in prison. The case against the victim is still subject to review by Saudi Arabia's highest court. Alex Villarreal, VOA News, Washington.